trouble with him.
We better not.
With me?
Okay.
Police aren't
being nice, so who's gonna stop? We can take him. All right, so I did want to talk about the burros. There is a burro, his name is Footloose, and you've probably seen him. He has a really long hoofs. BLM is aware of him. He must have some genetic defect that makes them grow, because the other ones, they wear them down as they walk around. Footlooses just grow. He looks really scraggly right now because they're shedding. But several people have come in, like to the bar, and, you know, very concerned about him. And he's okay. He can get around, and he can get up and down. It's not beautiful. But the only alternative is to euthanize him. So until it gets to the point where he really has no quality of life whatsoever, we're monitoring it.
Is he the lighter colored one?
He's lighter colored, and he has the long, that look like skis, his feet. Because you notice no other burros have that. It's just a genetic defect. There's one in another area that has one hoof that grows like that. So if you do see him and he's down and absolutely can't get back up, let me know. I can talk to BLM. But we don't want to take him out until he really, you know, we want him to be able to live his life and be wild. So that's just the situation.
He came and ate my garden up the other night.
with his skis.
Yeah.
So he's off. He can get around. And it's unfortunate. It doesn't look very pretty, but, you know, he's still living his life. So just so you know. I told you that I'll send you the information on horses. And I guess everybody was in here. If anybody tells you you can't have horses in Good Springs, it's not true. So that's some big, I've heard that as long as I've been here. People have been saying, oh, you can't over.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too. Yeah.
And
it was about how many animals total, not just.
Oh, okay. Well, and yeah, you don't have big lots here, so you're not going to be able to have a whole herd.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can absolutely. I've been told, no, you can't have them at all. I'm like, no. And I think that is it for me right now. Do you have any questions for me?
I do, actually.
Okay.
We had a card that was sent to us.
Oh, yes, the revocation.
And I'm looking for status on that.
Okay,
one.
So yes, and that was my other thing that I hadn't gotten on yet. So, the shooting range, Shoot Las Vegas, you know, early on they had a fire, like with their first year. And then the past two fires that have been in this area were caused at the shooting range. So Commissioner Jones and I were very concerned about that. And just so you know, when we talk about use permits and when someone gets a use permit, they're not permanent. You don't get to have a use permit for life. You can always have it revoked, and this is the process that we go through. We have met with the owner. The other concern has been the fire's huge concern. Huge, huge concern.
Yep.
The other concern has been speeding. Which I didn't know. I knew that had been a problem early on. I didn't know that had become a problem again, but it was brought to my attention. So please, you guys, let me know this stuff. If there's a problem, please let me know. Because apparently it had been going on for a while and I didn't know, and we could have nipped it in the bud earlier. So the speeding was brought up to me. The other thing that has been going on is he's been doing a lot of uses that he's not allowed to do. His use permit limits him to shooting range only. That's it. We could generously include like axe throwing and archery, those things along with the shooting range, if you give, you know, a broad definition to shooting range. But the other things he's been advertising and doing are not things he's been permitted for. So the revocation is going to be heard at the next meeting, isn't it?
August 4th.
Is it August 4th? Yeah, that's what I thought.
So it's that here, we're gonna have that hearing. He has come in and met with us and promised to do better. He has put some things in place that we've required him to do. want him to be a good neighbor. We want him to be successful and do a good business. But the ultimate decision will be made on the 4th. The commissioner's aware. I keep him very aware of the concerns. And a couple of things I have seen with my own eyes when I was up in the area. We had a first hearing. Revocation is two hearings. The first hearing, we shared the concerns, and he has made some changes already. He has put some things in place already. So we're going to see if I think we're going to put a short leash on it and keep an eye on things. But it is a public hearing. So if you guys have concerns, please come and express them. It doesn't come through here. A revocation just goes to the Board of County Commissioners. So
August 4th
at the
9.
Board of County Commissioners.
9 a.m.
He has also submitted a new use permit to add those additional uses on the property. That'll be a public hearing, and that will come through here.
God, I wish I could be there.
I know him. So, but you can email in comments, and you can you can email them, and they can get shared. So,
another side note: there's that Corvette that parks at the lock.
Yeah,
that's one of his employees. He's using it as a park and ride.
Yeah, they do a lot.
It's not a public park and ride. Okay.
I knew that, but I had not added that to the.
They carpool every day. I walk my dogs, and they one parks and the other one picks them up.
Okay.
There's how about was the fires?
Well, they were a week and a half apart, which was
did
exhausting. The second time, all they had was their people. Well, we came up there too, but their people were carrying 5 gallon buckets of water, running up to a bush, putting the bush out, coming back, filling their 5 gallon. That's all they had for water suppression.
Oh, wow.
They were supposed to.
Not what they promised.
No.
Yeah. Oh, they're supposed to have a fire extinguisher or something.
No, they had they have a big fire,
oh, a fire truck.
But nobody knew how to start it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean,
oh, wow.
What the heck?
Yeah.
It's so the fire department. Since day one.
The second fire, the fire department was going to possibly build them for all the airdrops.
They brought in an air tanker on the second one.
I think they dropped either 5 or 6.
I have pictures I can show you after the meeting if you want. So, I have concerns as well. I'm trying to be neutral because
that's your job to be neutral.
but I will say I have major concerns and have been communicating with the commissioner, and so please in the future if things come up, don't be afraid to let me know about it because I don't live here. I drive by here, but I don't go that way. So please let me know when things are going on. And if he gets to continue, the best thing I think you guys could do as far as public comment, coming to meetings, participating is, like I said, I think we want people to be successful and we want businesses to keep going. But we also want to keep him accountable. So if you have suggestions for things that could help him to stay accountable, like one thing you talked about is maybe quarterly, he has to come here quarterly and talk to us about what's going on, or visits up to the site, something like that. So those are the types of things you could put in there. Like if he keeps going, what would make it better for you for him to be able to?
He definitely needs to communicate. We're in the dark. We only have everything after the fact.
Right. So.
So ask him why he left Boulder City.
Well, I know.
Voluntarily?
Well, no. We can really only deal with what's going on in this.
I know. That's why I'm not going to say.
It's a tough
one. I'm just saying, ask him.
I know. It's a tough one. So, so anything other than that?
I sure wish those four-wheelers could go like they're supposed to down there instead of coming around our place and tearing that road up. We can't even get out to the Hall Road. And I don't know how the trash trucks come in that way.
But you're talking about the recreational riders.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just got to stick that out.
Well,
I just have to. I'm sorry.
If I could control the world.
I know.
I would make
I just had to let that loose. I don't know how the trash trucks come through there, though. Because that's the way they come to pick all of our trashes up.
I tell you, they have to go down more slowly than worse.
You,
I promise. there are some way worse roads than yours. So, but I wish they didn't drive you down your road either. But until I can know who they are before they're coming, there's not a whole lot you can do.
You should take some pictures if you're out there. License plates. Take some pictures.
Oh, they're not plates. If they're not plates.
Yeah, they. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They hardly ever plate. ever do.
It's a tough one. But you know, we're dealing with similar issues up in Coal Creek. Any place that the people go to recreate, there are these problems.
Yeah.
Other places, it's not four wheelers. It's other things.
Yeah.
It's.
I know. I just had.
Yeah, public lands.
I just had a release. I'm sorry.
I know. I wish I had.
Let it out, girl.
Listen, someday I am going to have an epiphany and have a way to fix it, and I will be the hero, and then I'll be able to retire. I want to fix your problem. Believe me, I want to come here and have all your answers.
Well, there is a sign at that one thing, you know, but they come down the next little bit. They ignore the sign here.
Well, what kind of sign is it?
So it's off-road down. You know, do not enter this.
It's
this
not an official sign.
Signs of the bar.
It's not an official sign, no. I know.
They're not going to read anyway.
Huh? I know. They're not going to read anyway.
What the heck?
Right, I know. Signage is not the answer. I will tell you that.
I know.
Signage is not the answer.
I know.
All right. So if you don't mind, I'll just go to the next thing because it's me too. So the next thing in our general business is to review last year's budget request and discuss requests for the upcoming budget cycle. So I have some very exciting news on a few budget items. So last year we talked about additional paving, fail to the end, and then exchange between Shawmut and Penobscot. And as you can imagine, through COVID and with budget stuff, that several things didn't get done. Doesn't mean they won't get done, it means it wasn't done yet. So that has not been done. Replace the sign in the community center has not been done. Water tank is getting replaced.
Fire department
water tank is getting replaced. I don't know if it's been ordered yet, but it is getting replaced. A sign for the fire station has been ordered.
Mm.
So, yay, check, we got two.
Yay.
Replacing the stop signs. Again, that's a public works thing where we haven't had a lot of stuff to do there. And then redoing the floor is another item that hasn't been done yet, but they're all on the list.
Okay. They stay there.
They stay there. Well, if you want them to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, well, like our pond by the fire station, we took off the list. So if you want them to stay there, they will. So my suggestion would be, and so this is just, today it's just to talk about what we asked for before and to start your juices flowing to think about budget requests for the future. So start thinking of things. And these aren't like little maintenance things. These are big budget items.
By next meeting?
Next meeting, we will discuss them all and then you'll vote on it.
Oh, alrighty. Okay, so two things have been done. The water tank and the
But this sign. Process is how Debbie's road got paved a couple years ago, through this process. So it does work. It's just, you just think, there's 19 town boards in Clark County, and every one of them does this every year. So the lists are like, you know, super long. So not everything can get done in every place. But I have to tell you, of my six towns, you guys have had the most success of getting stuff done. So
the next meeting we're talking about for the next year.
I'll put it on there. I'll put the item on
it. Who would fix anything that's needed at the park? You know, the any landscaping or drainage?
That would just be a general maintenance thing. So if there's something like that, just email me or text me and tell me. That's a simple thing. If you wanted a community pool, which do not ask for a pool because we can't get one, but if that's the type of thing we're talking about.
Yeah. There's just some low areas that are where everybody walks. And I realize it only rains twice a year, but in that time frame, it's a pool.
Okay.
It's to the south of the covered area.
Okay.
It probably just needs to be raised as far as the level.
And something that wasn't on the budget request, but that we got taken care of this year, was the walkway that was all slippery. They came out and resurfaced that. So sometimes we don't even have to. This is a discussion between the liaisons, because I use this for big budget items. These are our wish list things. Other liaisons use this process for like burnt out light bulbs.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, if you do it that way, you're going to have a lot of success every year. So I just deal with maintenance items as they come.
What about?
Well, the sidewalk was an issue. I mean, it was emergency issue.
Absolutely.
You don't want to wait till budget time for that.
Right. All right.
What were you saying? What about new appliances for the community center?
Are they good? New fridge?
Well, I mean, it works, but. The stove is new-ish. The microwave is new.
The microwave is new.
Mm-hmm. The stove's new too. But
okay, so new fridge.
Did we ever get our lighting for this path?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? And that was one that was on the list, and I didn't write it down. That is another one we got.
They just put two big floodlights on the end of the building. Yeah.
What about paving? Because you guys, you put pave fail road, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about pave Main Street too, right there?
Oh, and yeah. Now, we had asked for that before.
That's the new black stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep in mind, this isn't paving.
It's not hard paving.
It's the
rubbery black stuff.
Come by my house and you can see it works.
If we wait for real paving, it's never going to get done.
It works.
But Public Works came out and said, hey, we can give you the next best thing. And it's been sufficient to keep the dust down So it's actually like a really good solution to never having it versus having something.
But because of this last rain, there are, I don't know,
riverlets.
Through that stuff.
And at the end of Exchange, it has caused the water to go where it wanted to.
But are there other streets on the list still?
Yeah, there are other streets that have problems
too. Fail and Exchange between Shawna and Penobscot. If there's others, please write them down and bring them next month.
Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a puddle right now, right, Jerry? Right there on Fail and Main.
By your place?
Yeah.
On the corner. It's the dirt,
There's always a puddle.
I'll drive down Fail and I'll feel my car lose traction.
Right.
There's always
all dirt road down there.
There's always a puddle on Esmeralda and, it's between Pacific and Maine.
Okay. This is also a time to remind you to be careful what you wish for. So if you feel that that's something you want filled in with potential paving, then we can add it to the list. But it will be filled in with potential paving. So if you like dusty dirt roads, you know, I'm just throwing it out there just so we're sure, because once I put it on here, it's on here and they know about it. So
So that was Esmeralda. I took my rake and shovel the other day and filled that one in a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, Main between Revere and Fail. Right. That's probably the best way to say it.
That way?
It's like half done.
I don't know the streets.
Forever.
Take a walk around the block.
Well, I do.
She walks all the time.
I don't work at the signs.
Yeah.
Okay, so be thinking about it over the next month, and then next month we'll come up with the ultimate list, and you guys can vote on it. And then what happens is I send these all along to the different departments that are in charge of these different things. Parks. It's usually Parks, RPM, and Public Works. And then they put them on their priority list, and some things like the new fridge may not be in the budget right now, but if they have extra facility money and they look at Good Springs, they're looking for a fridge.
With an ice maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have an ice maker at the fire station?
No.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then you'll need a filter because you're not going to make ice out of this cruddy water.
Oh, that's
weird. We roll all the winds and stuff.
Yeah,
that's okay. They come with filters.
By the fridge.
The refrigerator.
Got pushed over, so it's really hard to open the freezer.
Oh, okay.
So
that's just a maintenance thing. So.
Mm-hmm. How's the plumbing? The kitchen sink plumbing?
Oh, yes. Oh, I turned in the garbage disposal the other day, right?
Yep.
The other thing, I don't know who was talking about it, the school, or but to cover the swings.
That's the school.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought they were going to when they made this, put this new one up, but evidently they didn't. They have to put some more posts.
Yeah. The playground is the school.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to be like, it's theirs and ours, but it is very specific on that.
Yeah.
On this playground. Okay, so be thinking on it. Tonight's not the final thing. We'll go through it all. I'll go through what we talked about tonight, next month, and then you tell me new ideas.
Is there something more like I was just thinking of something as you drive into town, something along the shoulders, trees, landscaping, some kind of beautification kind of thing? I don't know if things could be added to
that. That isn't even something we can do right now because that's NDOT right of way. So these are only county requests. So I hear what you're saying.
Cutting back some of the, you know, bush, overgrown bush, and I don't know if it's private lots or public lots. I'm not really sure. Just along the main street and stuff.
That one that almost blocks the 25 mile an hour lane sign.
And, you know, I had done a drive through.
We talked about that with
and caught the different overgrown stuff, but I'll do that again and catch those.
Yeah, Pacific on the north side.
I'll come through and do that again. I come through and take pictures and send them to him. And
not on the house side, but on the north side.
Yeah, the north side.
They're
of
what you
Pacific.
Wish for.
Yeah,
they'll come and shave all your stuff. Too.
I know they did that last time.
Another one. I know.
That's what they did last time.
They don't know yourself
because remember, Colleen, you've been around long enough when they came and did that, and Liz had a heart attack because they cut down all the stuff that was asked to be cut down.
Right.
Yeah. Wrong side.
So I can't be held responsible for people to freak out when I respond to concerns.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how the schedule is for Nevada Power to come out and cut trees off of the line?
No, but if there is a specific, I don't know that they have a specific schedule. If you know of one, tell me and I'll send it to them.
Yeah, it's a one-off safety thing. You just have to let her know.
Because I know since I thought it was like every 5 years they came, but
I don't know
it hasn't been consistent.
No, because I think they came and did some of the school in the last month or so.
Ago.
Yeah, because the branches were getting into the wires, and they did it at the school.
Yeah, they did it. They did it on my alleyway actually.
It really helps if you send me a picture. We did this up in Mount Charleston. They drove through the community, took pictures, sent them to me, and then I can send them to NV Energy. And then, because what happened was I gave them addresses, and their people went out and said, well, I didn't see a tree. If you send me a picture, it makes it so much.
Because the addresses are all messed up here in Spring.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and those are things you don't need to wait till the meeting for. You can email them to me, and it's actually... Sometimes it's better to email it to me since I'm at my computer and I can forward it to the right people. Mm-hmm. Here we have the delay of me getting it from my book into the computer, and I'm very human. So.
Do we know what the cause of the electrical outage was?
It said damage to equipment, but I'm going to find out too because it seems like every time we have a storm lately, it's going down.
That's why I was thinking trees. Because the way my trees were blowing, I thought, oh my goodness, I know up my street, Shawmut, that tree fell over. I mean, we do have trees falling on wires.
And it was pretty severe, the wind, so it's like, I can't blame them too much, you know? And it did go in and out, at least ours did,
that
like
was
three
weird.
Times in
yeah.
and out.
Before it went totally.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. For an hour or two.
So yeah, at least we're not having the planned outages like they had at Mount Charleston.
Yeah.
So I'm being thankful for that.
Yeah.
It's 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was only 2 hours or something like
that. Yeah, that was
a little over 2 hours. Yeah.
Well, my husband plugged in the generator, or turned on the generator, and put fans in our room, and we each had a fan blowing on us. But then you have to listen to the generator all night. So.
Yeah.
Alright. Anything else? You guys are easy.
Yeah,
awesome.
Tonight's easy.
Alright, so 8 comments by the general public.
Don't There's our general public.
General public.
That's general public right there.
Should I mention?
Well, you don't need to mention anything.
Any
no
questions
pressure.
Or concerns?
Well, you did already.
I went to the barbecue on July 4th. I thought it was a good time.
Good. Yeah, it was. I thought it was successful. Yeah. It should be the first annual.
It was.
We have a ice cream social this coming Saturday from 2 to 3:30 here.
Yep.
Ice cream is free.
And how else is the word getting out?
It's on Facebook.
Unless you want to go door to door, it's up to you.
Jeanne Ray put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Who's putting it on the fire department?
No, Jeanne Ray.
Jeanne Ray is?
She's running it.
This Saturday is what?
The coordinating.
That's
right. Here.
31st.
Yeah. Also a back to school thing for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's a back-to-school ice cream
show.
2 to 3:30.
And we'll start talking about the old-timers thing.
Yeah.
September 11th.
Well, that has a... That at least has a...
Yeah. Well, so does this. Sweetness.
There's two.
Oh. Yeah. I can't read.
Well, apparently not.
My back
there's one in the
two.
Window.
It's okay, I can't see.
But anyway, the old-timers, they were going to do their normal potluck, but they're not going to now. They're going to, I think, do... everybody bring their own sack lunch.
No, uh-huh. It says picnic. Okay.
Right.
Meeting.
I think they're
going to
not.
Yeah,
not do that because of the
we're
COVID
not,
thing.
We're not doing the breakfast Saturday.
We're
Sunday
doing the breakfast.
Morning? Okay.
Yeah. It says meeting, miners' breakfast, picnic, and craft fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
cool.
Picnic is going to be, I think, bring your own lunch.
BYOL.
Yes.
Quick.
Nice. Bring your own B bag.
Yeah.
Bag sack lunch.
Bring your own BB.
Yeah.
Brown bag.
So the craft fair is Saturday and Sunday?
I don't know.
Yeah, they had a meeting, I think, today or tomorrow. So they're going to nail that down, what they're deciding. And the craft fair, they were talking just like locals, Sandy Valley and us, not bringing everybody in from Vegas.
Oh.
To keep it small because it's going to be the same space as the meeting and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Any more comments?
I kind of had a comment. I was thinking about something recently. And Halloween's coming up in a few months, and I've always thought that there could be kind of a scare event here in town.
Like chainsaws and stuff?
I mean, raise money for the community or buy a new center or whatever it might be, but maybe a small event, maybe a big event, but something to do and promote and get people to dress
the bar
up
did
and
2 years ago
scare people that want to drive by.
Yeah,
or
it was
fantastic.
It was really good.
Yeah.
We did a trick or treat at the bar 2 years ago, and everybody kind of had a table that they would decorate a table and dress up and bring trick or treat stuff for the kids. We've done that over there.
We did crafts, and there was karaoke. It was great.
I was thinking something bigger like the.
Like a tent.
We got a little.
The place that closed down near. Blue Diamond, they had this.
Oh, Bonnie Springs?
Bonnie Springs Farms had some big event there and stuff. And
right.
It's really popular, and they've closed the last couple of years, I think.
Did they have kids trick or treat around here?
I think we needed to.
They do trunk or treat.
Oh,
you just had the barbecue.
Yeah, I know. Hate rides or something.
You have not been here long enough. It is hard to get people to participate. Very hard.
Yeah. We did hay ride 1 year. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the new bar owners will be in place by Halloween, and they're super excited. Hopefully, they'll come to a meeting soon. Super excited to be
they're
in
awesome.
The community. So maybe we can get the Halloween thing going this year. That can maybe be their first event. We'll talk to them about that. But yeah,
I can do that.
Cool.
So it hasn't gone through yet.
I can
yet.
Do that.
Not yet, but it's in the process.
It's so close.
I really don't know their names, but they're very excited. And
so it's not a boxing guy.
No. I will tell you. It's a husband and wife.
Yeah, it's a family. Yeah.
Stephen and Stephanie, and they have their youngest, I think, is 13 or something. They have like 5 kids that are super excited to be involved and be a part of this. They live only 20 minutes away in Southern Highlands. They have resources, wherewithal, intelligence, background, food and beverage marketing, all of that, and they're super, super excited to be a part of Good Springs.
Yeah.
So I think they did really good at finding these buyers.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Almost by accident that they found them, but
that's the way it usually works.
Yeah. They're very nice people. We had dinner with them.
So a couple more months. Maybe we'll have two kids still come to school here?
What are you down to?
Oh,
nothing?
How many kids?
Four or five, maybe.
Oh, really?
Two of them live at the bar back there.
Okay.
And they're having to move. They bought a place in Sandy Valley.
Oh, okay.
But he had to tear the whole place apart and redoing it.
Yeah.
But they said that they were going to have to be out of there by July, but they're not out of there yet. They're still there. So maybe we might be able to have a couple more kids for a couple more months still.
How many kids are at our school now?
There might be about five of them.
That's it?
Yeah.
They're just doing the locals.
Oh, yeah. We're just doing the Good Springs kids. And we don't have that many
kids.
Plus, what, if nine of them moved away or something?
And John Ray homeschools her kids.
Yeah,
that's right. Alrighty.
Okay, next meeting date, August 31st, 2021. And 10, this meeting is adjourned.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for coming, general public.
Yeah, no problem.
I forgot your name.
Ken.
Ken.
Okay.